The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shenema Dina Bat Sara. En Narifanala, En Narifanala, En Narifanala, Rufat Nefesh, Rufat Guf, Rufuata, Romar Abolechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Daf Yod. Today's daf is being studied. The Ainu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Aiden Amen. Today's daf is being studied. The Ainu Nishmat Rafael Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Aiden Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Rifuah Shelema Miki Meir Ben Jemi Jamide Began Rifuah Shelema Dina Bat Sara Ena Rifan Lahem Rifuat Nefesh Rifuat Aguf Rifuatam Kerubad Abu. We begin today's daf on Tet Amud Bet. We are five lines from the bottom. Ve'amar Rabbi Yosef, Peloni Reba'o Le'onso. So a fellow comes along and he makes a statement. Peloni, so-and-so, Reba'o, had relations with him, as she says, b'mishkav zachur, was a homosexual relation, le'onso, al korho, against his will. So the guy came with him, and against his will, he did mishkav zachur. Hu ve'echad mitzterfim le'horgo. So the guy himself, the victim, and somebody else can join together as two witnesses in order to kill the avarian, the guy that made the sin. Which means he himself could be a witness. He was the victim. But he's saying it was against his will. So it was against his will. Bring another guy there to testify also what happened. And they kill him. Because it's Hayab Mita. That's she. Hu ve'acher. The victim, kasher lehaid alav, he's kosher to testify. V'im yesh acher immo, says another witness, neherag haroveya al pihem, you killed the roveya, capital punishment. However, the Gemara says, l'rtzono, if he says this guy had mishkav zachur with himself, Dirtzono, willingly he did it. So then already Rashahu. Now he's Rasha, he did it willingly. But Torah Amra al Tashit Rasha Ed. You can't use Rasha as a witness. So you cannot join up with the second guy. Because you made yourself a Rasha just now. You're saying you did it willingly. The guy does Mishkav Zachur willingly, he's Rasha. So therefore you cannot just take another guy as a witness in order to kill the other fellow. Ashi, Altash Leonso, well, we did that. Altashit Rasha'id, Dikhtiv, Altashit Yadichaim Rasha'id, Yot Ed Hamas. Okay, good. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. However, Rava Amar, Adam Karov Etzel Atzmo. A person is related to himself, or he's close to himself. And just like we have a rule, a karov, a relative cannot testify, so too a person cannot testify about himself. So Adam karov la'atzmo. So therefore what he said regarding himself, we disregard it. Because he's a karov to himself. Ve'en Adam mesim atzmo rasha. And a person doesn't make himself a rasha. So she says, Rava Amar, En Adam nifsal le'edut behoda'at piv. When a person confesses something, he doesn't become pasul le'edut on his own testimony. De Adam karov etzel atzmo. Because a person is close to himself, is related to himself. Hilkach, En Adam yachol lasum atzmo rasha. So he's not believed. So he has no right to make himself a rasha, kilomar. Al edut atzmo, eno naase rasha. based on his own testimony, he doesn't become a rasha. Sheare Torah pasla karov le'edut. The Torah says a karov cannot be a witness. So therefore, even though he said he had mishkav zakhur with me, and I did it willingly, what you're saying on your own for yourself, you have no ne'emah, we don't believe you for that, because you're a karov. And therefore, you're not a rasha. Because on the part that you said that you went with him willingly, we don't believe you on that. Because you're a karov. And therefore, when you said that you were a rasha, we don't believe you that you were a rasha. So all we believe you is for what? For what the other guy did. So according to Rava, you can still take another witness, put you together with that witness, and kill the other guy. This is the famous deen of Palgina Debura. We split his words up. Which means you split the Gabe himself. We don't believe you. But the other guy, he's believed. Which is what he said to Gabe himself, we don't accept. Because he's cut off. Since he's cut off now, it's more, he cannot make himself a rasha. So therefore he's not a rasha. Therefore he's believed the Gabe, the other guy. Just as long as he gets another witness with himself, then he can possess the other guy, he kills the other guy. That's the deen of Rava. That's the deen of Palgina. Now Gemara gives another case. Amar Rava, Rava says, Peloni ba al ishti. Okay. Guy comes along and says, Peloni, this guy, went with my wife. So he's making the guy an adulterer. Amita. Hu ve'acher mitstarfim lehorgo. So he could join up with another guy to kill the adulterer. Avalo lehorga. But not to kill her. Why? That's she. Peloni ba al ishti. Avalo lehorga. לפי שקרוב הוא אצלה. Right? אשתו כגופו. His wife is like him. So לגבי his wife, he's considered a קרוב. ואף אגב דמניהם נינן לבהי סעדותה לגבי חבריה. Now even though you're going to believe in לגבי what he said to the other guy, לא מהם נינן לגבי אשתו. והיינו פלגינן דבורה. Again, you're splitting his words. דאחד דבורה הוא. He made one statement. It's another case of Palgina. You believe in what he said to Gabe, the man, but you don't believe in the Gabe what he said, his wife. So the Gemara says, Maika Mashma'lan. Rabba, what's the hadush in that last case? The Mefalginan, Bidimbura. Ainuach, you told me that case already. What are your two cases of Palgina? You gave me the case of Peloni, the guy had Mishkav Zachur, and I did it willingly. So you split it. The Gabe himself, he's not believed. The Gabe, the other guy, he is believed with somebody else. So what are you telling me? Two cases of Palgina. So, Mao de Tema, Adam Karov Etzel Atzmo, Amrina. Maybe I'll say the Gabe himself is considered a Karov, therefore he's not believed the Gabe what he said to himself. Etzel Ishto, lo Amrina. But maybe the Gabe's wife, we don't consider him cut off. And therefore, just like he can kill the other guy, he can kill his wife also. Kamash ma'lan, no. Adam is cut off, the ishto. And therefore, the Gabe, what he said to his wife, we don't believe him. But the Gabe, what he said to the other, the adulterer, he is believed. The adush is that we say Adam is cut off, the ishto.
Isn't that one and the same, though? If the guy is guilty, obviously the wife is guilty.
No, that's the whole Hadush of Palgina. We believe him when he said the Gabe this, when the Gabe said that, we don't believe him. That's the Hadush, we're splitting the hairs. That's the whole Hadush of Palgina. For this, you have an Emanut. But not with your wife.
He slept with my wife, we believe him, but we don't believe that she slept with him.
Correct. Correct. Which means, he said, you committed adultery with my wife. We believe him that you committed adultery. Not with his wife. So this is the difference. You committed adultery, hayav mita. But the Gabe, the wife, you don't believe on that. Exactly. So comes Gemara and says, Ve'amar Rava. Rava says, Peloni ba al ne'ara hamurasa. Okay, guy comes along and says, this guy went with a ne'ara hamurasa. She unnamed, just with a ne'ara hamurasa, a girl that was engaged. That's adultery also. He's not allowed to go with a ne'ara hamurasa. Vehuzmu. Oh, he got huzam, which means they became edim zumimim. Two other witnesses came along and said, "How did you see that? You were with us." Neheragim. Well, of course, they were trying to kill the na'ara, so now those witnesses have to die because they were trying to give her the death penalty. Ve'en mishalmim mamon, but they do not have to pay money. What's the money over here? Nashim. Ve'en mishalmim mamon tovat hana'at ketuvata shiratzu lehafsida. My ta'ama shenelo eskinu shema isha ulman mafsedeh. Exactly. They don't have to pay money. Normally now, that you told her that she's a zonah, you were trying to also lose her ketuvah. However, you didn't name the lady. You didn't name who it is. You just said, this guy went with a na'adam warasa. So since it's an unnamed girl, who are you mafsid the ketuvah to? So therefore, you only were trying to kill this guy who went with a na'adam warasa. But you're trying to kill the guy. The guy went na'ara mu'arasa. So that's like an adultery. But l'gabe the hefsed of mamon, who are you being mafsid mamon? There's no girl. You didn't name the girl. Ve'en mishalmim mamon. However, bitoshim ploni. If he names the girl, this guy went with na'ara mu'arasa, the daughter of so-and-so, v'huzmu, and then they became disqualified, huzam, neheragin umishalmim mamon. Now they got to do two things. You kill the witnesses and they got to pay. Why? Mamon lezev and nefashot lezev. Because it's two separate situations there. The reason why they're dying is because what they did to try to kill the guy. And the mamon is because they tried to lose the girl, the ketubah. It's two, the death and the money are coming from two different directions. And we learned on yesterday's daf that normally in the hiragim mishalmim, but when the hariga is for one crime and for the money is coming from a different item, so they indeed have to pay. Rashi ba al bitosh shel peloni nehiragim mishum shneim shebaul la'arog oto ve'ota. Right, Rashi says better. When a guy names the girl, so the witnesses become huzam, the hayabita on two counts now. Because they were trying to kill the man and the girl. Ploni ba'al bitoshin ploni na'ara mu'rasa. So both of them hayab mita in that case. And then these witnesses became huzam. So they hayab mita twice. Because they were trying to kill two people. Umishalmim mamon. Why? Shebau lehafsida ketubata min ha'irusin. Right? They were trying to lose her ha'ketubah. Umishalmim tovata na'a ketubah kedin kol zumme ketubah. And they have to pay the ketubah like we learned. Now you're going to ask, based on something that we learned on yesterday's daf, Velo peliga derava aderab Yosef de amad le'el. We learned yesterday from Rabbi Yosef, Ade ba'al neheragin ve'en mishalmim mamun. That was a case over there where they said, in Rabbi Yosef's case, what was Rabbi Yosef's case? If you remember, we learned the first case of these cases over here. Amar of Yosef, the husband brought witnesses, shizinta, that she committed znut. The guy himself brought witnesses that she committed znut. So now they were married in that case. So what did we say? They became huzam. You killed the witnesses because he was trying to kill his wife, but there's no mamon over there. Why is no mamon? Because there she was married, and since she was married, the money comes to her. So the same girl that you wanted to kill, that's the same girl that you took away her ketubah. It's coming from the same place. That's what in mishalmim mamon. Mashe'enken here she's a na'ara. Goes to the father, the ketubah. She's still a na'ara. So therefore, the father gets the money and she gets the, and you were trying to kill her. So that's why this case is considered A double. You get a double. Mishalmim and Mitim. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ve'amah Rava. More interesting cases. Pedoni Rabba Hashur. So and so cohabitated with an ox. Now that is Hayuv Mita. The guy dies for doing that, and you also got to put the ox to death. Also, that did the Ribi'ah. But he didn't name the ox. He just said, Ploni Rabba Hashur. This guy went with an ox. Vehuzmu. Oh, then they became Huzam. So the whole thing was a hoax. Neheragin. Well, you killed them because they were trying to kill the guy. Ve'en mishalmim memon. Because they weren't losing anybody's money over here because they didn't name the shor. So they don't have to pay any money. Shorosh shel Ploni. But if they say, yeah, this guy went with so-and-so's ox, they named the ox. Vehuzmu. Neheragin mishalmim memon. So then, exactly, they die and they pay. Mamon lazev and fashot lazev, because the mamon is coming from the ox and the debt is coming from the guy. It's two separate directions again, and therefore there is mita and meshalim.
If it's his ox, you don't pay.
If it would be his ox, so it's coming from the same guy. Yeah, that was shorosh pedoni raba pedoni, a different guy. Torah says, "She don't want to embarrass the guy. That forever they're going to say, oh, that's the ox that went with that guy. So even the perpetrator is Rasha, but the Torah had mercy on him. But we shouldn't keep the ox alive to embarrass him more. Anyway, the Gemara says, what did you need this case for? It's like the last case. Mamon nezev and nefashot nezev. What do you need two cases of? Mamon and mitah. Because on this case of the shor, we actually had a little question on it. Deba'e Rava. Rava Rashayla. Peloni Rava Shori. Mahu. Guy comes along and says, so and so had relations with my ox. Mi Amrinan, do you say Adam Karov Etzel Atzmo? Ve'en Adam Karov Etzel Mamono. He said, Adam Karov Etzel Atzmo. So what he always says, like by himself, we throw out. But maybe you don't say, En Adam Karov Etzel Mamono. And maybe the Gabe, what he says, the Gabe, his money, he is believed. Therefore, just like you kill the guy, you're able to, and now you're going to have to kill the short. You believe him on both counts. Or Dinma. Or maybe you're going to say, Amrinan Adam Karov Etzel Mamono. Therefore, since he's Karov Etzel Mamono, he's not believed what he said the Gabe his ox, but he's believed to say the Gabe this guy that he had relations. Batar Devaya Adar Pashta. After he asked the question, he got the answer. Adam Karov Etzel Atmo, Ve'en Adam Karov Etzel Mamono. And therefore, in this case over here, since he's not Karov Etzel Mamono, he's believed the Gabeh, him and another witness, of course, he's believed the Gabeh Shor, killed the Shor, and also he's believed the Gabeh, this guy that went and did whatever he did, and therefore he killed them both. Rashi has a question on this case. What's the question? Look at Rashi, Hadar Pashta. Lo Amrinan Adam Karov Etzel Mamono Le'anyan Palginan Diburah. You don't do Palginan over here. Hela what? Ve'ashor Yisakim. You put the shor to death as well. V'chi amrinan b'tmura roveya o nirba al pi ha-be'alim asu l'gaba umuta l'hejot de'eno niskal. Oh, which means we learned in Masechet Temura that if an animal was roveya, it was nirba by the owners themselves, so there's no sekila. Hani mili echad b'lo y'idu ha-be'alim ala roveya. Me, which means, let's say the owner, the owner testified that his ox went with somebody. The owner testified. The deen is, you don't put the ox to death. But over here, you're putting the ox to death. Because over here, the owner identified the guy. When the owner identifies the guy that did it, then already you kill both. But when he stabs you, my ox went with somebody, you didn't identify the guy, you don't put the ox. So that's the haluk between what it says in Timura and what it says over here. Barak continues. Makot b'shlosha. What do we say in the Mishnah? Makot. Somebody's hayab makot. How many judges? Three judges. We actually had a mahlokah on that. One rabbi said three judges. One rabbi said 23 judges. So now we got to get the source for this. Mina hanemile amar avuna amar kera. We have a pasuk by Malkut. Ushfatum. And you will judge them. Shnayim. That's two. Shvatum is plural. Ve'en bedin shakun. Can't have an even amount of judges. Musfin alahin odeha. Darekan. Shilosha. Very easy. Elame'ata. Oh, you want to go start analyzing pisukim now? I'll read you the pasuk like this. Ve'etzdiku shnayim. Ve'rishi'u shnayim. Harekan shiv'a. Read the whole pasuk. Ushvatum is two. Ve'etzdiku is two. Ve'rishi'u is two. 2, 4, 6. Add one, because imbetin shakul. Make seven. No. Don't know every single word in that pasuk for judges. Ha'u mib'ele kedi'ula. De'amar ula. Remez le'edim zomimin min ha-Torah minayim. Ula had an interesting question. He said, do we have an allusion to this concept of edim zomimin from the Torah? This concept that if an ed becomes a zomim, do we have that? A remez? What is remez? Remez le'edim zomimin v'aketiv. It's beferush. Kasher zamam. It's beferush. Remez. We need a remez for something that's written explicitly. Ela remez le'edim zomimin shelokin minayim. How do you know that edim zomimim, when you cannot mete out the punishment of exactness, what they were trying to do, that instead you give them malkut? Give me an example. Let's say two witnesses come into Bet Din, and they say, this guy over here, that his last name is Kohen, Peloni Ben Gerusha. He's a Ben Gerusha. He's the son of a divorcee. And therefore he's a non-Kohen. He's a halal. Two other witnesses come along and say, what are you talking about? You were with us in Chicago. You didn't see anything about the marriage of the thing. You don't know anything. So there's zomimim. Now let's say these guys that testified with Kohanim. Are you going to make them now Ben Gerushas? No, you don't make them Ben Gerushas. You don't say, oh, you were trying to make them a Ben Gerushas? Now you're going to be a Ben Gerushas. You don't do that. Ela, what do? Malkut. When you can't mete out the punishment, so then they end it. The Gemara Makot discusses, why can't you? I'll make them. Let's say, abracadabra, I make them Ben Gerusha now. The Gemara says, why you can't do it? But you can't make the guy a Ben Gerusha if he's not a Ben Gerusha. So therefore, what do? You give Malkut. Oh, so now the Gemara is asking, how do you know that in Edim Zomimim case, that you don't mete out the exactness, how do you know that it's a default punishment and you get the Malkut? So Tanat the Gemara says, Derash. V'hitzdiku et tzaddik, it's a court case. What does the pasuk say? V'hitzdiku et tzaddik, the judges made the tzaddik a tzaddik, which means the righteous guy was righteous, the innocent guy basically was innocent. V'hirshiyu et harasha, and they made the guilty guy guilty. And then what does it say? V'ayayim ben akot harasha. And then you give whips to the rasha. So Gemara says, Mishum de v'hitzdiku et tzaddik, v'hirshiyu et harasha, v'ayayim ben akot harasha. What? Only because the innocent guy was innocent. That's why the guilty guy is guilty and he gets makot. What do you got to tell about the innocent guy? You tell me a pasuk of makot. Just tell me, v'rishiyu et harasha, they made the rasha guilty, give him lashes. What do you got to give me the whole introduction? They made the innocent guy innocent. Who cares about the innocent guy now? The innocent guy is not part of my story. If I'm learning a makot case, I need the guy in the rasha story. So what's the introduction? V'itzdik or the tzaddik? V'rishiyu et harasha. Oh, v'ayayim ben akot rasha, and they give him akot rasha. Good, we'll talk about the rasha. Who cares what you did to the tzaddik in the courtroom over there? And when it says, Ela, the case is a long case. Edim shehirshiyo et tzaddik. Our case begins before the pasuk. Edim walked in, and they made Edim shehirshiyo et tzaddik. They made the tzaddik a rasha. They came along and said, this guy over here did such and such a thing. Ve'atu ade aharini, two witnesses came, ve'etzdiku et tzaddik de mi'ikara. And they made Hazama on the first two, and they made the original guy back to a tzaddik. The hitzdik with the tzaddik. That's talking about Edim Zomimim. That they came along and made the guy that these guys tried to make a rasha, they went back and turned the back into a tzaddik. Veshavinu lehanach reshaim. And they turned the witnesses into reshaim. So the way you learn the pasuk is, Vehitzdiku with the tzaddik. Edim Zomim came in, and they rehashed the original guy to make him a tzaddik. They recategorized him back into the tzaddik level. And by doing that, they made these two witnesses reshaim. Oh, and what does it say? And what do you do to these edim? Give them whips. Ah, give them whips. The rem is that when you can't give them the punishment that they tried, you give them lashes. Beautiful. So comes the Gemara and says, what do you need this whole derash for? Simple. Every false witness, every ed zomim, went against the one of the Ten Commandments. Didn't they bear false testimony? Is that a lot ta'asim in a Torah?
Yeah.
So finished. You can't give them the punishment anyway. You get malkut because they did a lot ta'asim. Lot ta'ane. Do not be a false witness. Mishum da'avile lav she'en bo ma'ase. V'chol lav she'en bo ma'ase en lo kin alav. Okay. Because bearing testimony, there's no action in speech. In speaking, it's considered no action, and we have a rule. The only time you get malkut for a lot ta'aseh, if it says a lav sheyesh bo ma'aseh. But a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, en lo kin alav. So from lot ta'aneh, you can't get him. You only get it from this remez, and from the tzdikos.
The only way to make this one is to speak.
Right, that's like a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. No, the bur is not a ma'aseh. So comes the Gemara and says, oh, Rabbi Ishmael Omer, Rabbi Ishmael says, 23 you need. For Malkut cases, you need 23. Where do you get 23 from? Baita Amad Rabbi Ishmael, Amar Abaye, Atya Rasha, Rasha, Mechibe Mitot. He makes a Gezer Hashem. Ketiv Acha, it says, by Malkut, Vaya in Binakot Rasha. Uktiv Atam, Asher Urasha, Lamut. Very easy. Rasha, Rasha. Just like by capital punishment 23, Soto by Malkut 23. Rava says a different answer. Rava Amar, Malkut, Bimkom Mita Omedet. Oh. Rava says, really, every Malkut is in place of a death penalty. Ashi. Third line, third wide line. Malkut, bimkom mita omedet. Dekevan de'avar al azharat boro. Okay, what sin you did? You went against your creator. You went against the Lord Ta'aseh. La'uy hu lamut. Really, a guy should die for every crime that he commits in the Torah. Umita zuknas ala v'katuv. Vareu ke'ahat min amitot. Lechiechi deskila b'fnei atzma v'serefa b'fnei atzma. Veherig b'fnei atzma, avinami malkut, ke'ahat min amitot. Malkut is like a death penalty. That's one of the death penalties. Sekila, serefa, herig, v'aheneg, or malkut. That's the death penalty that they're giving him in this case. It's not fully death, but it's like a partial of a death, which really supposed to die. Ela what? We're going to administer malkut. So therefore, mitah is like a death penalty, and therefore, you need 23? Let's go, wait. You're telling me mitah is like in the place of death? If that's the Malkut, I'm sorry, Malkut is in the place of that? Big questions now. Why? Gemara says, he says, Amar Rav Habre de Rava de Rav Asher, Ihache umdena lamali. What do you got to make umdena for? Before you give Malkut, you bring a doctor in to see how much he can handle because you don't want to kill him. What's the difference? Limhiya. Hit him as much 39 makot. The imayit limut. If he dies, he dies. If you tell me the malkut is instead of a death penalty, it's really hayam mita the guy. So never kill him. What do I have to make an umdra? What do I got to analyze? Can he handle it? Can he not handle it? Kill him till he dies. Amale amar keran. The pasuk says v'nikla achicha le'enecha. That you got to lash your brother. which means you only lash the living. Ki mahit agaba dehaye mahit. When you give the lashes, you got to give it on the lashes of somebody that's alive. What do you give? 39 melkot. The guy dies at 22. And then what? You keep on going another 7, what do you got? 16, 17 more. 17 more. Well, these are the dead back. Torah says the malkut has to be on the living. So therefore, the guy dies in the middle. He's not an achika. The Torah says, okay. Elahad etanya. That we learned in the Braita, Amdu the Kabil Asrim. Let's say the doctors, they assessed him that he can handle 20 out of the 39. El makin oto el makot haruyot nishtalish. So you, first of all, you round it off, it's got to be divisible by 3, the Malkut. So you don't give him 20. How much you give him? You don't give him 21, because 21, he'll die. Give him 18. Why it's got to be divisible by 3? Because you give him malkut on the right side of the back, and the left side of the back, and the center. You give it to him in groups of 3. So the Gemara is asking a question. You tell me they assessed him for 20. Don't give him 21. 21 will die. Give him 18. What's the difference? In that case, give him 21. Why? Limhaya Isrim Vihada. Vihi Mayit Bahada Limut. Which means he's die on the last one. And therefore you gave him all that he's deserved and then he died. Deaki Mahya Gabad Hayaka Mahit. When you gave him the lashes, it's on the living. You tell me that Malkut is instead of Mita'. So in that case over there, when you assess him for 20, why not give him 21? You're going to give him all the malkut that he needs, and then it's going to be killed. Why give him 18? Give him 21. Amale, amar kera v'nikla achicha le'enecha. Achar shelaka achicha ba'ina bedeka. He's got to be a brother after the malkut also. But if you're going to kill him as a result of the malkut, he's not your brother. He's dead. So therefore, v'nikla, after his malkut, achicha. So therefore, you have to make sure that he doesn't die as a result of the malkut. Okay, so that's that subject. So now we learned 3 and 23. Now we get to the next part of the Mishnah. Ibur ha-chodesh b'shlosha. Okay, let's analyze. We know that we have a lunar calendar. Sometimes we have a chodesh maleh, sometimes we have chodesh haser. The law is like this. When you make a month 30 days, so that 30 day is called the day of the Ibur, that you're putting the 30 to the last month, and then you're making day 31 the Rosh Chodesh for the next month. Sometimes we make Rosh Chodesh on the day of the Ibur itself, the day 30. Sometimes we make the Rosh Chodesh on the following day. And once you make it on day 31, that means the month before has become mi'ubar, literally impregnated, which means, because we added an extra day to the previous month, was a full month. Instead of being a 29-day month and day 30 being the Rosh Chodesh, we made day 30 part of the last month, and day 31 becomes the Rosh Chodesh of the next month. So day 30 is always called Yom Ha'ibur, the day of the Ibur. Now you also have Ibur Shana. Ibur Shana is something totally different. That's adding an extra Adar to the year when we have different reasons because of different calculations that the Chamim have. Now we go back to the Gemara. Ibur HaChodesh. We don't know what this means, Ibur HaChodesh. But you need 3 for this. So the Gemara asks, Hishuv Lo Ketani. It doesn't say Hishuv, which means making the calculation. Hishuv would mean, analyzing, do we need to make Rosh Chodesh today? Do we need to make Rosh Chodesh tomorrow? Doesn't say Hishuv. Look at the top of the sheet. Denema, second line, Shesarik Shloshan Lechashev Im Ya'avru Et HaChodesh Debehoshbena Talia
Alpha Pish Slik La Birokigon Mishum Yarka Mishum Matya. The Gemara later on and Eirchin explains different reasons why you add an extra day to the month. But the Mishnah doesn't say that that meeting of discussing whether you should make the Rosh Chodesh on day 31, that would be called Hishuv. Doesn't say Hishuv Ha'ibur. So continue the Gemara. Hishuv lo ketani. Kiddush lo ketani. It doesn't say Kiddush either. Rashi, Kiddush lo ketani. Denema ditzari gima lekabel edut ha'chodesh mepi ha'edim v'lomar mekudash ha'chodesh. It doesn't say either that for the Beit Din, when they accept the testimony on the moon, we learned in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, sometimes the Beit Din has to say what? Mekudash, mekudash, mekudash. But you don't need three for that, because it doesn't say in the Mishnah either Kiddush ha'chodesh. So then what is this inyan of Ibur ha'chodesh? It's not the sitting down for the meeting, Hishuv, and it's not saying Mekudash. So what is it? Ela Ibur. Ela Ibur. Ela what? It's talking about making the Ibur. Meaning, in a case where you have a month that's Mi'ubar, meaning that you're going to make a 30-day month, namely that you're going to make Rosh Chodesh now on the 31st day. So in that case, when you have a situation of an Ibur, then you need the Beit Din to announce that today is the Ibur. Today is Ibur Day. So the Gemara says, Lo likdesha, don't sanctify it. Umimela le'aber. Exactly. Don't say anything. Automatically, by not saying it's Rosh Chodesh, then automatically it's Mi'ubar, and the next day is Rosh Chodesh. What do you got to announce? Today is Mi'ubar. What does that do for you? Don't say anything. By not saying anything, it's not Rosh Chodesh day 30. Automatically, day 31 becomes Rosh Chodesh, and automatically the month before becomes, what is this proclamation over here that you're saying? So it says, Amar Abaye, Tni Kiddush HaChodesh. Oh, edit the Mishnah and read it Kiddush HaChodesh. That indeed you need Beit Din to say Mekudash, Mekudash, Mekudash. You need three. Tanya Namehachem, we have a bright that support this concept. Kiddush HaChodesh Ve'ibur HaShana B'Shlosha Devre Rabbi Meir. Okay. So really, the Mishnah is going back to a regular din, Kiddush HaChodesh. When you want to sanctify the month, whenever the rabbis want to make Rosh Chodesh, whether they want to make it on the 30th day or they want to make it on the 31st day, Kiddush HaChodesh. You need to say Mekudash, Mekudash, Mekudash. How many rabbis you need? You need three. Okay, so it's nothing to do with it. Don't confuse yourself. Don't confuse it with Ibur. Talk about Kiddush HaChodesh. I don't care if it's day 30, day 30. Whenever the rabbis are going to decide to make the Rosh Chodesh, Mishnah, Kiddush HaChodesh B'Shlosha Amar Rava Ve'Ibur Ketani. And it's come on. You know, you can't edit the Mishnah so vastly. You can't just change a word that says Ibur and you go say Kiddush. That's too much of it. You got to work with the words. Now, even though sometimes we do that, but at least we keep a semblance of what was written. Here you're jumping from Kiddush, from Ibur, you say Kiddush. I want to keep the word Ibur in the Mishnah. Okay, go back now and explain the Mishnah then. Ela Amar Abba, Kiddush biyom Ibur, b'shlosha. Oh. When you're making Rosh Chodesh on the day of the Ibur, you need three. Meaning, when Rosh Chodesh is on day 30, that's Ibur day, you need three judges. Ahar Ibur, Leka Kiddush. But if Rosh Chodesh is on day 31, it's an automatic. So the Mishnah is being like this. Kiddush biyom Ibur b'shlosha. When the rabbis are going to make the Rosh Chodesh on day 30, they need to say Mekudash with three. When the rabbis are going to make the Rosh Chodesh on day 31, it's an automatic. Umani, who's the author of that opinion? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadoki. Detanya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok. Right, but Rabbi Shimon actually changes it to some of them. Omer, Imro nir'a bizmano, if the moon was not seen in its time, and mekadshino, to meaning, normally the moon comes on day 30. If it wasn't seen on day 30, they don't have to make up a kiddush. Why? Shekevar kidshu b'shamayim. Because it's automatic already. Day 31 is automatic. When do you need beddin? You need beddin to sanctify when the moon comes on its time. Day 30, mekudash. It didn't come on day, which day, of course it came. There wasn't witnesses that saw it. So day 31 already is automatic. But shamayim they make the day of Chodesh. So therefore the Mishnah is saying, kiddush b'yom ibud b'ayinan shelosha. So far we have now two machlokets over here. The first opinion said, you always kiddush ha-chodesh. We always have to have three for the kiddush. Whether it's on day 30, whether it's on day 31. The second shot over here saying, nah, you only need to make kiddush v'shlosha when it's on day 30, b'yom ha-ibud. But on day 31, no. Now we get the third answer. Rav Nachman amar, kiddush achar ibud b'shlosha. Exact opposite. Kiddush achar ibud. When do you need three? If you're making the kiddush after the ibud on day 31, biyom ibud leka kiddush. But on the day of the ibud, you don't need kiddush. You don't need the three judges to announce it. Umani, who's the author of that opinion? Flimo. He the Tanya Flimo Omer bizmano en mikadeshin oto. Bizmano, you don't need to do anything. שלא בזמנו מקדשין אותו. But, שלא בזמנו, then already you have to announce it. So therefore, according to that opinion, it's the exact reverse of what we just learned, according to Rav Nachman. You only need kiddush achar ibur, but not kiddush on the, you know, so we have three opinions here. First opinion says you need kiddush 30 or 31. You need three. Second opinion says you only need kiddush on day 30, and not 31. And the third opinion says, no, not got 31, and not on day 30. Three opinions you have over here. Comes the Gemara and says, fourth answer. Not so easy. You learned the Mishnah, Ibur. Thought you know what Ibur is. One rabbi takes Ibur, X is Kiddush. Another rabbi says, Ibur, Kiddush b'yom Ibur. Another rabbi says, no, Kiddush le'achar Ibur. Fourth rabbi, Rav Asher. Asher amal li'olam hishuf ketani. By the way, go back to the original answer. It's Hishuv. It's sitting down and analyzing, should we make an extra date to the month? It's the Hishuv. A new story. Meaning when the rabbis sit down, when should we make Rosh Chodesh this month? Or they say, you know what, we have reasons, for whatever reasons we have, we'd like to add an extra date to the month. Instead of making it a 29-day month, we want to make it 30. That analysis is called Hishuv. You need three. Umay ibur, that's why I say ibur then. Hishuv de ibur. The hishuv of the ibur. Okay, no problem. The aidi de kaba'a de mitni ibur shana. Tananame ibur chodesh. Since already we use the, when it comes to ibur shana, that's what it means. Ibur shana is adding an extra adar. So you said Ibur Shana, so we said Ibur Chodesh. But it's really not Ibur Chodesh, it's Hishuv Ibur Chodesh. But since already we use the Lashon Ibur Shana, we also love Dafka, we use the word Ibur Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Hishuv Chodesh In. According to this, Hishuv, the analysis needs three. Kiddush Chodesh Lo. But it sounds according to this opinion, for Kiddush Chodesh, I don't care day 30, I don't care day 31, you don't need three. Mani, who's the opinion of that? The B, Eliezeri. The Tanya. The B, Eliezer, Omer, Ben Bezmano, Ben Shelo Bezmano, and the Kadeshin Oto. Look at that. According to him, you never need Betin to say Mekudash. Shneemar, the Kedashtim, it's Shinat HaMishim Shana. Shanim Ata Mekadesh, Vi Ata Mekadesh Chodashim. Torah says you only need the rabbis to Mekadesh the Yovel. Because it says, "V'kedashtem et ha-hamishim shana." That's Yovel. That's when you need kiddush for the years. But when it comes to Chodashim, what does you need kiddush for? So because they have four opinions over here. Some say you need kiddush on both. Some say you need the kiddush on day 30. Some say you need kiddush on day 31. And some say you don't need kiddush bichlal. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer b'shlosha. So what do we say over here? Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, really, you start, when it comes to leap years, when it comes to adding an Adar, The Ban Shimon Gamliel had an interesting shita. He said, you start off with three judges. Then you go to five. And then you finalize it with seven. Now we want to understand, how does it work? You start with three, you get to five, you go to seven. How does that go? On a leap year. So Gemara explains. Tanya, Ketzat, Amar Ban Shimon Gamliel, Bishloshah Matchilin, B'chamishah Nosim V'Notnim. You start with three. And then it's five, you start to analyze a little more. V'gomrim B'shiv'a. Then you go to seven. So he says like this. You start off with three. Echad Omer Lishiv. One guy says we should continue to analyze. Well, we have to sit and discuss it. Ushnayim Omerim Shalo Lishiv. And two judges say, there's no reason to make a leap here. We don't got to sit. So it's two against one. Batel Yachid B'mi'uto. And therefore game over. However, Shnayim Omerim Lishiv. If two of the guys say, yeah, we got to sit and discuss it. Echad Omer Shalo Lishiv. So now it's 2-1 to sit. Yeah. Once you got to that level, now what do you do? Mosifin alein od shnayim. You add two more to the panel. Then you have five guys on the court. They start to continue discussing it. Shnayim omrim siricha. Two guys say, we need to make a leap here. Ushtosha omrim ena siricha. And three say, we don't need. Three against two. Majority. Batlu shnayim b'me'otam. The two are considered nullified. Good. However, Shlosha Omrim Siricha. Three say, you know what, we should continue talking, we should make a leap here. Ushnayim Omrim Ena Siricha. So it's 3-2 in favor. Then what do you do? Mosifin Alein Od Shnayim. You add two more to the panel. She'en Aminyan Pachot Meshiv'a. You gotta have seven at the final verdict. So you start with three. If it gets past the three panel, you move to the five panel. If it gets past the five panel, you get to the seven. Gemara says, where'd you get these numbers from? Hanesh, Shilosha, Hanisha, Vishva, Kenegid me. From where'd you get this from? Peligi bar bi Yitzchak ben Nachmani, v'hadde imme. It's machlok di Rabbi Yitzchak, with Rabbi Nachmani, and the rabbi that was with him. Umanu, and who's the rabbi that was with him? Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. V'amri da Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, v'hadde imme. And some say, no, Rabbi Shimon was the main rabbi. And the rabbi that was with him was who? Umanu, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nachmani. Had amal Kenegid Birkat Kohanim. How many words are in the first pasuk in Birkat Kohanim? Yibarichecha Hashem v'shmenecha. Three words. In the next pasuk, how many you have? Ya'er Hashem parav elecha v'chunecha. Five. And the last pasuk, Yisa Hashem parav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. So can I get the breakdown of the Birkat Kohanim is 3, 5, and 7? That's why you have the Kiddush HaOdesh the same way. Why is it got to do with Birkat Kohanim? We have to say. V'had Amar, and some say no. Shiloshah keneged shomrei hasaf, b'hamisha meroeh pnei hamelech, shiv'a roeh pnei hamelech. In the protocol of a kingdom, we saw in the Beit HaMikdash, there were three shomrei hasaf. They're like the doormen that watch the gate. And then you have five that are roeh pnei hamelech. In the Beit HaMikdash, the five that actually are the advisors of the king that see the king. That was in the Beit HaMikdash. And then you have shiv'a, five of the season, you have the seven main guys that see the face of the king, that's the advisors, like you saw in Megillat Esther. From the Ro'e Pnei HaMelech. So therefore, now what does that got to do with Kibud HaChodesh? This we understand. Because making the leap year is an inyan of malchut, of like proclaiming the years, the year of the king, and therefore, just like the kingdom in earth has a 3, 5, and 7 protocol, so when you establish the year of the king of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so also you keep it in a protocol of 3, 5, and 7, like the guards. So it says, Tani Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef wrote a braita. Hani shlosha v'chamisha v'shiv'a. What's the 3, 5, and 7? Shlosha keneged shomrei hasaf. Like we just said, the three guards at the gate. Hamisha meroeh pnei hamelech. Five from the seers of the king. Shiv'a roeh pnei hamelech. It's a higher level. So he brought a braita now to support the 3, 5, and 7 theory. Amar le'abayel Rabbi Yosef. Ada idana maitama lo parishlan morache. What are you holding back information for? How come you never told me there's a braita like this that says 3, 5, and 7 from shomrei hasaf and all that stuff? So Rabbi Yosef says, I didn't know you needed it. Well, I'm not withholding information. I never knew you needed that item. Mi ba'itu minay milta ve'lo amrelichu. Did you ever ask me a question? I didn't give you the information. I'm not withholding. I thought you knew it. The only thing we have to figure out is what is the connection between Birkat Kohanim and the protocol of making the Rosh Chodesh. So he quotes over here from the Yad Rama. She'inyan ha-berachat Kohanim lekan lepnei she'matzinu she'Yisrael havivim kol kash la-Kadosh Baruch Hu עד שברכם בשלוש ברכות הללו של שלוש, חמש ושבע. God loves us so much that he blessed us in the 3-5-7 sequence. אף שיכול לברכם בברכה אחת. He could have blessed us in one shot. כך ישראל, כשבאים לתקן סדר השנים והמועדות שנחילם, now by making the calendar, what are you really doing for Klai Israel? You're delivering them the holidays. Because all the holidays are based on the calendar. Osim b'shalosh v'hamesh v'sheva v'dayo le'evit sheye kerabo. Just like when God delivered us the blessings, he gave it to us in the 3-5-7, so too when we deliver B'nai Yisrael, the rabbis, when we give you the holidays, which is the beracha, we act like God. We also give the berachot in the 3-5-7 sequence. Amen.